It's Danny Mac and Smallman here on 101 ESPN. Randy Carricker is out today. He's playing golf. And speaking of golf, the Ascension Charity Classic tees off today. We've been talking about this for months leading up to this tournament. We're so excited to have it here in St. Louis. And speaking of that, let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line and speak to PGA golfer Colin Montgomery, who's joining us now. Good morning, Colin. How are you today?
Well, I'm very well. Thank you for having me on your show, and delighted to be here in St. Louis.
Well, I got to tell you, you've got the greatest accent we've ever had on this station. It's awesome. If you just want to talk, you can just keep talking. It's all good.
Not at all. I apologize for my accent, but it's more Queen's English than nothing else. So we're very proud of that.
It's awesome.
Well, Colin, we're so excited about the Ascension Charity Classic. We're excited to have you be a part of it this weekend. What are your expectations heading into this weekend? What have you heard about St. Louis and about what to expect from this tournament? Mm.
Well, firstly, it was such a shame that we had to postpone last year's event. You know, this is a new event on our tour, on the Champions Tour, and it's great to come to new cities. It was a while since I've been here. I think it was almost 20 years ago when we were playing at Belrive, and it was postponed for obvious reasons tomorrow. But at the same time, fantastic to be back here, and fantastic that Ascension Charity Classic is going ahead this year. And played the course yesterday in the Pro-Am and enjoyed it thoroughly. And everyone seems up about it and delighted that the weather's good as well. We'll look forward to the 3 days of competition coming up.
Well, we saw that the PGA came through at Belrive, and we had that in 92. And obviously, as you mentioned, the BMW mm-hmm. was canceled because of 9/11 horrifically yes. nearly 20 years ago. So the one that we just had, though, coming off the PGA Championship, the PGA Tour was just floored at the amount of people that came out to watch that. Now, it helped that Tiger was in the hunt, obviously, but it's a major championship. And by what I'm hearing from those that were there yesterday is mm-hmm. that the Ascension Charity Classic has been floored, and the players, by the amount of people that even came out mm-hmm. to the Pro-Am and expecting huge amounts of people to follow you guys. So, you know, tell me a little bit about that, and in terms of just the crowds that you've already seen and the anticipation of professional golf back here in St. Louis.
Well, it was amazing. I had to queue up. You call it a line, I suppose, here in America. We call it a queue. And we queued up even to get into the parking lot for the Pro-Am. So that's different for a start. Yes, there's a lot of people around. All the volunteers, thank you for all their help as well, you know, to make this event what it is. And they were excited. The fans were excited. Lots of autographs being asked for from all the players. So it is a very exciting time, and let's hope this tournament can grow into something extremely special on our Champions Tour. Yeah.
Colin Montgomery joining us on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're talking about the Ascension Charity Classic that's going to tee off this morning here in St. Louis. And Colin, you mentioned you were out there yesterday at Norwood Hills. That's where the mm-hmm. Ascension Charity Classic is going to be. Give us a scouting report on the course. What did you see at Norwood Hills, and how are you going to successfully navigate this course this weekend?
Well, it's quite tight. It's a classic country club style course, very tight off the tee, but it's the greens that are going to determine the winner or not. It's not just hitting the green. I hate to say for amateurs that are going to play the course, but it's not just hitting the green. It's actually whereabouts on the green you hit it. There's a lot of slopes on these greens. Probably the slopiest greens that we play on tour all year. And it's just what quarter or what quadrant you actually hit the ball onto. So it's not just hitting the green, it's hitting what quarter of the green you hit. So it's very precise for the second shots. You got to get the distance right with the second shots. That's what this course is all about. So it's going to be quite precise, quite difficult. I think the scoring won't be as low as people think it's going to be, despite the weather being perfect. It's just a matter of getting that distance on the second shots right.
You know, I loved watching you play in international competition, and in particular the Ryder Cup, and you're one of the greatest mm-hmm. players that ever has participated in that event. You did it multiple times. You never lost a singles match. What was it like for you, and why were you able to rise to the occasion when the chips were on the line and have so much success mm-hmm. in that international competition?
Oh, well, thank you for that. I'm very proud of that record. You know, you go out eight times in the singles and you put yourself up for a fall, don't you? You know, and you just pray that when the draw comes out, you know, you're not opposite Tiger Woods. And I was lucky that I didn't actually have to play him, which was a real bonus. I was just playing for other people, and that's what the Ryder Cup's all about. And that's what we don't do. You know, we play for ourselves, and if we let ourselves down and our family, all okay, fine. You know, we move on to the next event, but the Ryder Cup is very different because you're playing for your 11 other teammates and your captain and your country and your continent. And it's, you know, you just can't let anybody down. So you focus like you never do before. And I just managed to focus quite well and obviously was fortunate that my opponents probably didn't play to their ability. And at the same time, I managed to. It was one of these things, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. And I'm a great believer if you do enjoy something, you're usually quite good at it. You know, for those going to work this morning, if they're looking forward to work today and enjoying the travel in or whatever, you know, they're going to have a better day at work than those who aren't looking forward to it. And I'm a great believer in that. And, of course, the Ryder Cup is very much like that. If you enjoy it, usually quite good at it. And I did enjoy it, yeah.
That's the absolute truth, Colin. Well, the Ryder Cup is coming up later this month. I was reading this morning that Patrick Harrington was saying that he is trying to mirror the job that you did. He thought you did a brilliant job when he assumes the captaincy. What does it mean to you to hear him say that he's going to model the way he's going to approach this after what you did?
Oh dear, well, I think we're in big trouble then, don't you? If he's thinking about mirroring what I did. I captained him in 2010 and was a privilege to do so. He's a real character, and we played a number of times. We played famously against Woods and Mickelson in 2004, the first game off in the 2004 Ryder Cup at Oakland Hills in Michigan, and I managed to win that one. And it was great to play alongside him, and obviously I wish him every success. It's going to be very difficult for him. You know, we're not really allowed any European support. The Europeans can't come to America without special visa waivers. So it's going to be a 99% American crowd. And if they come down from that, is it Green Bay Packers or something you call them? If they come down from there with their cheese heads on or whatever, it's going to be very loud, I can assure you. So we're going to be underdogs. We usually are. But it's amazing how we've done as underdogs, you know. We tend to have a good time. And I think Harrington's trying to use the captains that he's played under, their advice and their knowledge as to having a good time in the team room, you know, having a bit of a laugh and going out and enjoying it. And that's all we can do. And let's hope that the Europeans, say this in an American station here, but let's hope the Europeans can put up a great show. But looking at the American team, it's awfully strong. And they're going up there, this week again for 2 days practice with the caddies. So they really want it back, you know, and I don't blame them. So it's going to be difficult. You know, the last three Ryder Cups have been won by the home team, and this is a home team advantage for America. So I feel it's going to be tough, but I'm honored that he's taking anything that I told him, I tell you.
This is awesome, having the chance to visit with one of the great golfers ever in Colin Montgomery. And I'm a spokesman for iPromise. I know you are as well. I actually took my vitamins this morning, but I'm curious. It's really helped me and my family. And I've got little kids and they take it. I'm curious for you how it's helped in professional sports in the game of golf.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? Any sport, your eyes are most important, aren't they? I mean, you know, I know you're connected with the baseball in a huge way. I mean, my God, you know, that thing's coming at you at 90-odd miles an hour. You got to see the damn thing to hit it. And it's a bit like myself in the golf has that ball carried that bunker? And I speak to my caddy who's got contacts in. I realized the other day he's only got one contact in, so I'm a bit worried about him altogether, but he says no, it hasn't carried, and now I'm beginning to see it. You know, had a test yesterday. I Promise Her Down at the Ascension Charity Classic. I have a booth there, and you can have a test on your eyes. And I was, forgive me for getting technical, but 0.38, and now I'm 0.45 or something, which means, in technical terms, about a 15% increase in my eyes since I've been taking the supplements in the morning. Now, at 58 years old, to have a 15% increase in your eyesight is amazing. And I would recommend this to anybody, and I'm glad that you and your family are taking these. I'm sure a number of others should as well. It's amazing, you know, to not to have to have these operations or contact lenses or even glasses. It's amazing. You can do this naturally now.
Well, he's Colin Montgomery, World Golf Hall of Famer, joining us on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. If you're going out to Norwood Hills for the Ascension Charity Classic, you're going to see an unbelievable field this weekend, including Colin Montgomery. And Colin, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Yeah. We really enjoyed the conversation, and have
Not
fun and good luck this weekend.
Well, good luck to you. Good luck to all the competitors at the Ascension. And I have to say, I'll be vilified here, but good luck to your Ryder Cup team as well in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, boy. Well, I can't believe you said that.
I know.
Wow.
What a gentleman.
We've got to clip that off and put it all over the place. That
Thank
was
you
awesome.
Very much.
Thank
hey,
you,
that
Colin.
Was awesome. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You got it. That's Colin Montgomery.
The great Colin Montgomery, World Golf Hall of Famer. So great to talk to him, Dan.
Oh, that was awesome.